Atticus was reaching into the inside pocket of his coat. He drew out an envelope, then reached into his vest pocket and unclipped his fountain pen. He moved leisurely and had turned so that he was in full view of the jury. He unscrewed the fountain pen cap and placed it gently on his table. He shook the pen a little, then handed it with the envelope to the witness. "Would you write your name for us?" he asked. "Clearly now, so the jury can see you do it." Mr. Yule wrote on the back of the envelope and looked up complacently to see Judge Taylor staring at him as if he were some fragrant gardenia in full bloom on the witness stand, to see Mr. Gilmer half sitting, half standing at his table. The jury was watching him. One man was leaning forward with his hands over the railing. "What's so interesting?" he asked. "You're left-handed, Mr. Yule," said Judge Taylor. Mr. Yule turned angrily to the judge and said he didn't see what his being left-handed had to do with it, that he was a Christ-fearing man and Atticus Finch was taking advantage of him. Tricking lawyers like Atticus Finch took advantage of him all the time with their tricking ways. He had told them what happened. He'd say it again and again, which he did. Nothing Atticus asked him after that shook his story. That he'd looked through the window, then ran the nigger off, then ran for the sheriff. Atticus finally dismissed him. Mr. Gilmer asked him one more question. "About your writing with your left hand, are you ambidextrous, Mr. Yule?" "I most positively am not. I can use one hand good as the other. One hand good as the other," he added, glaring at the defense table. Jim seemed to be having a quiet fit. He was pounding the balcony rail softly, and once he whispered, "We've got him." I didn't think so. Atticus was trying to show, it seemed to me, that Mr. Yule could have beaten up Mayella. That much I could follow. If her right eye was blackened and she was beaten mostly on the right side of the face, it would tend to show that a left-handed person did it. Sherlock Holmes and Jim Finch would agree, but Tom Robinson could easily be left-handed too. Like Mr. Heck Tate, I imagined a person facing me went through a swift mental pantomime and concluded that he might have held her with his right hand and pounded her with his left. I looked down at him. His back was to us, but I could see his broad shoulders and bull-thick neck. He could easily have done it. I thought Jim was counting his chickens.